This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The government's measure of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, for June came out this morning. Prices did indeed inch up. The aforementioned slightly alive, emphasis on the inch. Overall, the CPI was up 0.3% last month. You take out volatile stuff like food and energy, as the Federal Reserve likes to do, and prices rose just a tenth of 1%. So with all that, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark gets us going.
Even if inflation is still pretty modest right now, it doesn't always feel like it. John Canale is an economist at the brokerage firm LPL Financial.
Most of us drive past a gas station every day. Most of us go to the grocery store and have to buy staples. On the stuff that we see every day, those prices tend to be rising at a faster rate than the rest of the price deck.
But Canale says the stuff we don't buy on a regular basis, like flat-screen TVs and cars, prices for those things have actually fallen slightly in the last month. When you add all those trends up, inflation is still sluggish. But so is something else. Workers' wages. They're just barely keeping pace with inflation, meaning for the time being, businesses need to keep prices pretty low.
Really hard to get the price increases at the taco stand or at the burger joint or anywhere else to stick if people don't have enough money or enough wages to pay those price increases.
With wages and prices at a sort of deadlock right now, the boogeyman of runaway inflation that we saw in the 70s just isn't a threat for the time being, according to Mark Cooperberg, an economist at Swarthmore College.
People need to chillax a little bit about it, chill out, not worry so much about it. And in fact, because it's low, there's really no reason to worry.
So while crazy inflation may not be a worry, we don't want to head toward deflation either. Sarah Watthouse is an economist at Wells Fargo Securities.
We don't want to see prices going down so low that nobody goes out buying anything because they assume that prices will be cheaper tomorrow.
It's that sweet spot we're trying to hang on to, where the economy's not too hot, but not too cold. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.